This is Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. Today, I'm going to talk to a longtime friend, David Shibley, who's the founder of Global Advance. And we're going to talk about a very important topic, and that is evangelism, reaching people, especially in these very interesting times in which we live with COVID, with all kinds of political unrest and everything else. So you don't want to miss my conversation today with David Shibley. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back and welcome to you, David. You and I have known each other a long time.
That is true.
Even before Global Advance was founded just over 30 years ago. And so I'm eager to get an update on you and your ministry. But why don't we start talking about the importance of evangelism? You know, Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's always been important. But at different times in church history, it's, you know, been manifested more or less. Where do you see evangelism right now? And maybe also you could comment on how it's been affected by what's going on with COVID-19.
Well, Steve, it is great to be with you and your listeners again. There could be no more important subject for the church than the subject of evangelism. People have observed through the years that Christianity is always just one generation away from extinction. And unless people continue to come to faith in Christ, of course, we're in very serious trouble. I am encouraged, Steve. I feel like a lot of innovation happened, or at least was birthed, during this COVID season. I think you're going to see new evangelistic strategies emerge. A lot more online evangelism. I know the Billy Graham Association has invested heavily, millions of dollars, in their online evangelism. And others are sharing the gospel online as well, many others. But I believe there's going to be a new surge of just the grace of God and the love of God being poured out from his people. We know in our own country that the gospel is facing stiffer opposition than ever in the history of the United States, but that is running parallel to a second reality, which is the massive openness to the gospel of millions of people. It's just like Jesus said, the wheat and the tares are growing up together. So it's a very exciting, spiritually invigorating time to be alive if we will simply open our mouths, like Rick Warren's dad always would say to him as they ended their conversations, put in a good word for Jesus. Well, that's what we all need to be doing in every conversation. So, Steve, I am encouraged. Many people are very open to the gospel. People are obviously searching now. There's kind of a morass over the country, a morbidity that many people have experienced during this time, but also they're searching. They're, the acuteness of the search, the inner search for peace, it has been augmented because of the recent time we've all gone through. The gospel addresses all of that, and many people are responding and finding new life in Jesus.
Well, that's exciting to hear about the innovation. We cover it as we discover it. And, you know, I've done podcasts with Sean Foyt, who has done all kinds of innovative things with evangelism. Recently, I interviewed Missions Me, which had real success in some Latin American countries, spreading the gospel. And now they're doing it in Los Angeles. People can check out that podcast if they're interested. I would like from you some examples that you've heard of some of this innovation, because it seems like it's always difficult times that results in innovation, or maybe it doesn't really come about unless it's necessary.
Well, I think the pressure that we have all felt and the different rhythms of life that we've all experienced have helped create a climate for innovation. We are listening to our national teams more than ever before. And even though we have been severely limited in our travel for 30 years, Global Advance has been one of the groups on the front lines of giving on-site training to pastoral leaders around the world, but also to believers in the marketplace. Well, we haven't been able to do that on site. However, we have gotten closer to our teams than ever in countless Zoom calls, and they have been vigorously at work giving us their national strategies for the evangelizing and discipling of their nations. And I think of one outreach that we have, and I just to be careful, I'm just going to be general, in a heavily Islamic nation, over 90% Muslim. And they have come up with a strategy, many villages yet without the gospel, no church, no Christian witness, and also a lack of clean drinking water. And so Global Advance has been privileged to help get drill wells in 27 of those villages over the last year, resulting in 27 house churches, two of which have become so vigorous and strong that they are building their own buildings, and we're helping with that as well. So we're very grateful. It's that kind of innovation coming from our national teams themselves that are tremendously encouraging. Also, I'm not sure whether we have ever discussed this or not, but every year now, I'm 71, and every year now, Steve, we bring in 12 to 15 very strong young leaders of the body of Christ from around the world. These are young men that have been vetted very carefully, and we bring them to Dallas for 2 weeks, and I just pour my life into them. The name was given by someone else, but we call it the David Shibley Institute, and I just pour everything I know about proper theology, about missiology, about passion for the Great Commission, about living out the Great Commission. And it's been a remarkable time. We had a 2019 class. Of course, we had to defer 2020, but we have all 13 delegates who will be coming to Dallas this September from 10 nations. And so we're deeply grateful for what the Lord has done in the multiplication of leadership and in the privilege that I still have of really pouring my life at a very significant level into these younger leaders of the body of Christ around the world.
I can't believe you're 71. You're a very young 71, and I think we've known each other since we were in our 30s. I mean,
that's true.
Back when you were at Church on the Rock and you were involved with their missions, and then it's been exciting to see how you birthed Global Advance, and we have served on missions boards together and interacted in many, many ways. I'm a big fan of yours, by the way. And so why don't you bring me up to date on what's happened? I know that not long ago, you actually handed off the actual presidency of Global Advance to your son, Jonathan.
Right. Well, if I could just for a minute, let me go back to the very beginning. In the 1980s, I was in the nation of Nigeria. I was preaching in a large, fairly large evangelistic meeting, somewhere over 10,000 people there, which isn't always that large in Africa, as you know. But God was doing wonderful things. People were coming to Christ by the hundreds. People were being healed. And at one night, as I was preaching through the interpreter, and those were the days when the supporting church pastors would sit on the platform. So there were about 30 Nigerian pastors seated behind me as I was preaching. And as I was preaching, Steve, and the interpreter was interpreting, suddenly the Holy Spirit began to preach to me. And internally, in my spirit, said to me, do you see those 30 Nigerian pastors seated behind you? And as I continue to preach, I'm carrying on this internal conversation. Yes, Lord, I see them. And then this real clear directive came to me. Spend the rest of your life putting men like that up where you're standing. You go sit where they're sitting. And that was really, in my heart, the launch of Global Advance. And we chartered in 1990. And since that time, we've been privileged to have a presence in 103 nations of the world, equipping both pastoral leaders and believers in the marketplace. We also conduct women's conferences many times, as you know. Women, even in Christian contexts, are subjugated in many cultures of the world. And so we bring hope and encouragement to them. We have a Next Gen initiative, raising up young leaders of the body of Christ. And then we have a humanitarian outreach, particularly for persecuted believers who are also in great need of just the necessities of life. So, Steve, it's incredibly fulfilling. I think it was Elizabeth Elliot years ago who said, there are no small obediences. Every yes that we say to Jesus is of enormous importance. And we've seen that lived out over the last 30 years. And I'm very grateful for the leadership of our son, Jonathan. You mentioned him. He has his finger on the pulse of world evangelization just about as great as any person I know today. And he's giving wonderful, innovative, young leadership to the Ministry of Global Advance. We have a team of 13 here in Texas, but then also regional representatives around the world. This morning, in our Zoom call with our team on the ground, as well as we had folks accessing from Estes Park, Colorado, and from India, and from Nashville. And so very thankful for what the Lord is doing. Very grateful.
And I know that you're also doing some innovative things. Tell me about the podcast that you send out every Friday focused on evangelism.
You know, Steve, when Jesus first called me to preach, which, by the way, was 55 years ago when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
He called me, as he does many who are called to preach as young people. He called me into evangelism and to preach the gospel. And that evangelistic heart has always stayed with me. And over the last few years, I've said, Lord, I want to give you a gift that is purely evangelistic, that is meant for the unbeliever, introducing them to Christ and a clear presentation of the gospel. And it just began to form in my heart to give a weekly podcast of from a different vantage point, telling stories, telling one aspect of the gospel, of course, always the cross and the resurrection, interviewing people, getting their stories of conversion. It's called Good News Friday with David Shibley, and it's accessible on a lot of the podcast platforms, and we're very grateful for the opportunity.
And so this is a podcast that people could forward the link to friends that they're wanting to evangelize. You know, maybe our listeners will check it out and do that. Tell us more about some of the results that you have had from your podcast.
Well, I'm very grateful, you know, that people are beginning to mention that folks are hearing the message and that they are passing it on. It's something of a slow fuse. We're still in our first year, and I am very, very grateful. It's produced very well, and I have a friend who is helping me who was, in fact, for a number of years, the vice president at Back to the Bible, one of the great historic broadcasts. And so I'm very thankful for that. In fact, I think it may become one of the major ministries that the Lord allows me to do over the years to come, if Jesus tarries. So I believe, Steve, that we've got to recover in our country, among church leadership, an urgency to reach people for Christ. That's what drove a lot of us into ministry in the first place, hearing the call of God. But every believer has this privilege of letting our light shine and representing the Lord Jesus. And as we said, putting in a good word for Jesus and simply sharing the gospel. Boy, that somebody died in my place and had the capacity to take my sins upon himself and then rose from the dead to verify all that he did on the cross. And now at this present moment is praying for me. Man, I'm telling you, that's good news. And many millions are starved to hear it. And so I want to thank you and Charisma Media for all that you've done through the years to get the gospel out and all that you're continuing to do. And that's what I just want to spend the rest of my life getting as many people into heaven as I possibly can and leaving a strong legacy of a strong theology, an experiential walk with Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, and a strong missiology, getting the church to the world, all around the world. And, you know, we've got a promise from the Lord in the book of Revelation, as John prophetically saw, that there are going to be redeemed people out of every tribe, every people, every nation, making up this completed church and worshiping the Father and the Son in a marvelous, marvelous way. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, but I want to help move the ball down the field and get as many people into the fold as possible.
Well, you've done so much and accomplished so much, and you're highly respected, utmost integrity. Yours is the kind of ministry that people need to get involved with. So as we wrap up this short podcast, tell my listeners how they can connect with David Shibley and Global Advance.
GlobalAdvance.org is where you can find out about the ministry of Global Advance, and we're actually revamping the website right now. And it looks great. So I would welcome you to go there. We're also at davidshibley.com, and you can see how to get some of my books from there. And most of the books that are currently in print are also available on Amazon.
That's great. Well, I just want to tell you on a personal basis how much I appreciate your friendship over the years. And I'm glad that I was able to share a little bit about Global Advance. There's so much more that could be said, so people need to go to your website, globaladvance.org, or your personal website, davidshibley.com, to find out more information. And the nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it and back it up if you didn't get it the first time. So thank you, David Shibley, for being with me on the Strang Report today. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Share this podcast with people that you think would be interested. That's how we get the word out and how the podcast continues to grow. I'm a big believer in podcasts. I'm finding that they're very effective, and I'm excited about your podcast, Good News Friday, which focuses on the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.